Are these a good bunch of receivers to work with?
You know, absolutely. We all out here competing. We all out here trying to get better. And we all out here just trying to just, you know, push each other. And, you know, just build on good practice after good practice.
You see a lot of diversity among the group, too, different skill sets that you can all, you know, mix together?
I really don't know. You know, I'm just out there just trying to just, you know, focus on my job, make sure that I'm on top of the things that I need to be on top of, making sure that I'm executing the plays that I need to execute.
You feel like you are doing that?
I feel like I'm competing real hard. I feel like I'm out there, you know, just trying to just, you know, do everything full speed and, you know, just try to just get better each and every day.
Obviously, you had a bunch of good plays last year. You made quite an impression. But how much do you still feel like you're fighting for a roster spot?
Yeah. I'm just out here trying to just do my job. At the end of the day, you know, I have no control over that. You know, you have to ask the coaches about that one. But, you know, I'm out here having fun, trying to, you know, go out here, compete every day and make sure that I'm working hard.
What did you get from last year that you can bring into this camp to prepare you?
You know, to be honest, last year don't even really matter. No. You know, right now it's kind of, you know, we focused on this year, and that's what I'm doing, trying to get better this year.
Did you ever feel you hit the rookie wall, like, in December? No?
I mean, it's just football. I'm out there just playing football, and, you know, things happen. And, you know, like I say, last year don't really matter. You know, I'm focused on trying to get better this year, making sure that, you know, I'm coming out here, competing, trying to just work hard each and every day.
You're trying to get better. What things did you target for this? What did you work on in the offseason to be better at this year?
Pretty much just, you know, overall execution, making sure that I'm on top of the things that I need to be on top of and making sure that, you know, I'm doing everything at a high level, making sure that I'm doing everything full speed. And that's what, you know, I'm coming out here trying to do, make sure that I'm competing, making sure that I'm working hard, making sure that I'm doing my job.
Kimbrough, when you're in the end zone and Brandon Browner is covering you, such a long guy, how challenging is that to come down with the ball?
Very challenging. I mean, you know, Brandon Browner, he's a tremendous athlete, you know, long arms and everything like that, and, you know, just great competition, you know, to have those guys out there and, you know, competing for the ball is actually a great challenge for us at a wide receiver position, but, you know, it's our job to come down with it.
Did you see that ball? What's the first thing that stands out to you just going up against him?
Pretty much his length. I mean, he's a tremendous athlete. I mean, you know, it's awesome to compete against him each and every day, and, you know, I'm out there trying to get better, trying to push him, he's pushing me as well.
That play with Browner, could you see that over him, or did that sort of ball come onto you fast just because he's, you know, I couldn't imagine your sight lines actually being able to see the ball, you know, when it was coming over?
Pretty much just all focus. I mean, just, you know, trying to just lock in on the ball, making sure that I'm keeping my eyes on the ball and making sure that, you know, I locate it and making sure that I, soon I get my hands on it, make sure I pull it away.
How close was it to you when you finally, do you remember how close it was to you when you finally?
When I felt it, I just tucked it away.
You talked about full speed. Is that because of the ability of the playbook maybe from your end? I mean, better knowledge of that, so it's easier to go full speed now?
I think it's just competing. You know, just me coming out here trying to compete and, you know, just setting goals, you know, daily goals of, you know, trying to just work hard and, you know, it all come with competing. You know, going out there trying to just make sure that you run every route full speed, and that's what I'm trying to do.
I know last year's in the past, but the lessons, what are the lessons that you're taking forward with you from last year that's... Obviously, you don't want to forget it all.
It's hard, man, because, you know, last year is in the past. Like, none of that even matters. I mean, right now I'm trying to, you know, it's a whole new year, whole new game plan, and, you know, I'm trying to just go out there and make sure that, you know, I'm on top of the things I need to be on top of. So I'm just coming out here trying to just, you know, build good practice after good practice. That's what I'm trying to do.
Are you any bigger this year? Size and length. Is that something you feel like you bring to the receiver position that maybe sets you apart from some of the other guys here? Your size, your length, and your ability in the red zone?
I wouldn't say that. You know, I'm out here just trying to just, you know, compete and, you know, let the coaches, you know, coach and do my job.
Are you bigger? Should you bulk up a little bit at any way? Are you just about the same as last year?
I mean, you guys tell me. I mean, you guys see me. I mean, you tell me what you think.
Looks bigger. I'm looking at you.
You look 200.
195, 200? Where, how am I doing?
You close.
Yeah. What's your body fat? 6, 7%?
I have no idea.
But you feel a lot stronger at the line of scrimmage? I tell you guys work a lot of contact, getting off the line. You feel a lot stronger than last year?
I mean, I feel good. I mean, I'm out here, you know, working hard, trying to just compete. And, I mean, no matter how I'm feeling, you know, mentally, I'm in a good place mentally. So, you know, I'm just out here trying to just compete each and every day.
They play at Cincinnati. They play a pro set passing offense?
Cincinnati? we did it all at Cincinnati, but you know, Cincinnati don't even matter right now. You know, yeah, it's long gone.
From somewhere.
Yeah, it's long gone.
Did you stay here throughout the off season?
Say that again.
Did you stay here locally throughout the off season? Work here, go back home, do any work? Where'd you work out to prepare for the off season?
I kind of was over the place. I mean, here and there, but. You know, like a lot of the outside questions really don't matter. Like, we're talking about practice, we can actually, you know, we can talk.
How much can you benefit from getting practice reps against corners like Darrell Reeves and Brandon Browner? Can that, like, the higher level of competition, does that help you out?
Yeah, I mean, you know, those tremendous athletes. I mean, you know, the Darrell Reeves, you know, those elite guys. So, you know, to come out here and compete against those guys and to get looks from those guys, actually, you know, it helped us out a lot. I mean, just to hear those guys and ask questions to those guys, actually, you know, help the wideouts. But at the end of the day, you know, we all competing. We trying to beat them, and you know, they trying to beat us. So we just out there trying to just, you know, compete. And you know, like I said, you know, piggybacking off what I said earlier, you know, Brandon Brown, he's a lengthy guy, you know, long arms, and you know, just great competition all around the board.
These two practices of the next, you know, practice tomorrow being the last one until July, anything you're trying to get out of this over the next practice before you hit the little stretch at the end?
I'm pretty much just trying to just, you know, get better each and every day. You know, that's my ultimate goal, just making sure that, you know, I'm moving forward, not backwards.